Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. Joining us, it's my pleasure and an honor to be with you. And I know it's like a dream come true for you, too. It's almost a dream come true for me, for Andrea Kleister Greenspan to be with us right now. She's a new friend. She's a corporate and personal gift consultant. How would you like to have a job like that? It sounds pretty cool to me. She's also the author of Modern Living, Modern Giving. Many of you have seen her on a lot of the different television shows, The Today Show, CNN, The Oprah Winfrey Show, and on and on. She's our new friend. Andrea, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Corporate and personal gift consultant. Now, Andrea, there are a lot of people listening thinking, wow, that must be a cool job. Do they actually pay you for that?
They do. And you know what? I offer a really useful service, especially around this time of the year.
You feel it. You're a serious niche filler, aren't you?
Yes, it's important for small business owners to understand that when they go out and start a new job or a new business.
Absolutely. Well, tell us what a corporate and personal gift consultant does.
Well, I have the most wonderful job because my job is to help people buy the perfect gift. And as a matter of fact, a recent MasterCard survey showed that everyone wants to buy special gifts for the people who matter most to them. And that would be about 95% of those people want to give the perfect gift. And the question always comes up in an interview with my clients, well, how do I do that? What's the perfect gift? And that's a pretty broad question when you think about it.
Well, absolutely. And I've asked all of my family and friends to make sure they're listening to you today so that they can, I ask them to take notes so they know how to make sure that they give me the right thing.
Great. Well, when the
It would be, you know, something that would look an awful lot like a Corvette convertible. Other than that, Andrea,
well, that tells me something about your personality.
And arrest me, red would be the color.
I was assuming so.
Seriously, what made you get into the gift consultant business?
Well, it really comes from a history of retail in the family, and I started playing store as early as 4 or 5 with my sister. We would take everything out of the closet and try to sell it to one another. But beyond that, as a professional, what I really wanted to do was help people take the option to make the perfect gift and have that wonderful feeling when someone receives a gift with that wow. In the survey I referred to, it actually just backed up everything I said in my book and everything that I've known professionally for years, and that's that the ideal gift reflects the recipient's personality, and about 83% of the recipients said that that was their key shopping motive, to reflect the recipient's personality when they purchased a gift. And also, they wanted to buy gifts that are useful. So over 66% of the people said they like to get those gifts that are useful. So there are two tips for everybody listening to you. Know your personality. Know Jim's personality. In this case,
exactly.
He likes red flashy cards. And know that it's useful. He can get to work on time.
Absolutely. I want to thank MasterCard and International for commissioning it. And I know the Harris Interactive folks, they do good work who conducted the survey. Now, how do we find out what is useful, and how do we do that without probing so deeply that we tip our hands, so to speak? If we probe so deeply that we find out exactly what they want, something that would really be useful, haven't we kind of taken the surprise out of it?
Well, no. I think also, you know, giving gifts that are useful can mean giving gifts that are actually what are needed in the office place, such as if someone's into traveling, for example, they may want the Ultra Cord, which is a wonderful gift from TigerDirect.com.
I saw that. That's a pretty cool item there, isn't it? Yeah.
It's a 13-piece connector kit with retractable USB, firewall.
What's that, about 110 bucks or so, something like that?
No, I'm seeing close to under 50.
Oh, really?
I kind of call it the 21st century toolkit.
Wow.
Great for the office place.
I haven't seen that one. That's a good deal.
It's a great deal. I would definitely check that out at Tiger Direct. They have wonderful items also for the techies in you. And but more generally speaking, what I really tell people to do is think about, you know, the recipient's hobbies or sports. That doesn't require asking them things. That's just mm-hmm. reflecting. Keep in mind some of the fun things you've done together or what jokes you may have at the office cooler, water cooler. Think beyond what fits inside a box. Maybe you're going to be buying for an individual. Maybe you're going to be buying for a whole group at the office. You may want to buy tickets to a ball game, or you may want to take them on a surprise trip if they've achieved those wonderful goals. And you can do things like that up to the last minute by going on to Hotwire.com.
What about gift certificates? Are those good ideas?
They're always good ideas if you're stuck, and you can
not very
get those.
Creative, though, right?
Not creative, but they do fit the category of useful and personal. As long as you, you know, kind of get it. If someone's into outdoors type activities, you may want to take them to the look up the sportsauthority.com, mm-hmm. or you may want to go to somebody who's more romantic and go to that perfumeoutlet.com, and you can find things there for everybody. And if you can't, you can find gift certificates for those particular things. But let me give
the
you
good
some
thing
tips.
About money. The good thing about money is it's always useful and it's always the right color.
Exactly. Now, one thing I do recommend, since we are talking a lot about shopping online, so I want to give you guys some tips on how to find a good retail internet site. Would that be okay right now?
Sure, absolutely.
You guys ready? Get your pens. Well, first of all, you want to look for a site that has easy access and is easy to navigate. You may even want to go to one that's very familiar to you. Certainly in the office world, everyone's familiar with OfficeMax.com. That is very familiar to you. And even on something as functional as that, you can find wonderful
We like Office Depot around here.
You can find them online, no problem. Office Max is featuring actually a wonderful item. It's called the Visual Desk Pad Organizer for, again, under $25. And you're familiar with the brand. You know the site. It's going to be easy for you. Next, make sure you're going to a site that has a wide range of choices and also has a wish list feature. Now, for the special ladies in your life, you may want to go to BlueNile.com because they have all of that, and that's one of my favorites.
BlueNile.com. Yes. What do they have there?
Wonderful jewelry, and they educate you about the jewelry as well. They have a beautiful freshwater cultured pearl rope necklace that has lots of options that you can do a single rope or double. Mm-hmm. You can have a lot of fun for $325.
All right.
Make sure
What about, you know, there are a lot of places you can buy online, but and I know that I saw a report recently that purchasing online this holiday season was going to increase by about 27%.
I saw something
about that. But some people are still cautious about buying online, aren't they?
Well, as a matter of fact, that same Harris Interactive poll did show that nearly half of the online shoppers would buy from the Internet more often if there were additional security measures for payment. And you are so lucky today because MasterCard SecureCode has offered a wonderful extra line of security at checkout. Mm-hmm. So what you can do is when you're looking at the checkout...
Andrea, hold on to that thought. I want to come back and cover and talk about this a little bit more because this is a really important thing with the advent of broadband, the diffusion of broadband connection and more things available online. This is a really important part of this whole idea of shopping. And we're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. We'll be right back with Andrea Claster Greenspan. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Andrea Claster Greenspan is with us. She's the author of Modern Living, Modern Giving. Can we still find that book, Andrea?
Unfortunately, you can't, but for all those wonderful listeners, keep your eyes open for a new book, God willing.
Well, we expect to have that book in our hands in less than a year, Andrea.
Oh, okay.
But
hopefully for next year.
But I'm giving you the invitation to launch it on my show when it's ready.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I'll help you launch it. Okay, Andrea, we're talking about the concerns that people have right now about shopping online, about giving their credit card information. I have to, you know, I do some shopping online, and I have some concerns as well sometimes. And tell us what to look for when we go to a site and we use our credit card.
Well, actually, you're quite lucky. As I mentioned before our break, that the Harris Interactive poll did show that nearly one half of online shoppers would buy from the Internet more often if there were additional security measures, just like you mentioned, for payment issues. Well, a wary Internet shopper can now feel confident knowing that they can get an extra level of security when they shop at a site that uses MasterCard SecureCode. MasterCard SecureCode basically prevents unauthorized online use of credit and debt cards, which is, of course, what the shoppers are concerned about.
Right.
It's extremely simple to do. It's not any different than keying in your PIN number when you go to an ATM machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just done online.
So that's one of the brands you want to look for, is that MasterCard Secure Code?
MasterCard Secure Code. It's a new brand. Well, obviously,
okay.
MasterCard is a widely distributed brand. As a matter of fact,
we've heard of those guys.
Yeah. Over 22,000 of their existing merchants have signed up for this MasterCard Secure Code service, and you can find it at checkout. You'll look for that MasterCard Secure Code logo, and you'll know you're getting that extra level of security against
right.
unauthorized online use.
That's a good idea. Okay, let's get back to this perfect gift things.
Yeah.
Now, is it genetic that women like to shop and that guys don't? Is that like a genetic thing?
Well, it's more than a genetic joke, if you want to call it that. It's actually true.
I wasn't joking.
I know. I think it's more anthropologically based. I think we're the ones who want to gather, and the men want to hunt, right?
Yeah,
so there you have
right.
it. It translates down to shopping in this day and age, and as a matter of fact, the polls show just that. And in fact, it is the women who tend to want to get the perfect gift a little bit more.
So guys aren't, well, you know, maybe we just have a different definition of perfect. See,
yes,
for us, perfect includes getting it done.
I'm not even going to take that line further. You left me open there. No, I think that that's exactly right. And the problem is, as much as women will leave hints about what they want, they may go to that wish list feature on the internet and download all that information of gifts they want, email it to you, and the guy may still not pay attention. And it
what's
all comes
wrong
down
with these
that.
Guys? What's the problem?
I don't know. How many times do we have to say,
how many
I want
times
that
do you have to say, I want a triple strand rope pearl necklace, right?
Exactly. I want the engraved heart bracelet from Zales.com. Come on, guys, listen. But the point is, that's the way it goes. And so men really need to listen to my tips. Go to those sites that have easy access. Make it easy for you and convenient. You can do it from home. You can have a wide range of choices. They will even gift wrap and include a gift card.
Okay, so how do we take delivery though? See, that's the challenge of buying online when it's a surprise. If she's going to be there when the delivery comes.
Send it to your office.
Ah, or somebody else's office.
There you go. You can yes, because online you can also track.
I've actually done that, Andrea.
You're a good gift giver.
Well, I think it's deviousness, I think, is what you're looking for. But
the only problem is if the other person opens it thinking it's for them, then you can get yourself in some hot water.
Yeah. No, you have to have a co-conspirator on the other end.
Definitely.
Yeah, you have to have somebody on the other. You have to make a phone call and say, expect to see this package coming. But no, there are ways. There are ways to do this. And but it is a little trickier. But it takes a little bit of extra effort. And guys, we need to be a little bit more sensitive to these things because, I mean, guys like to receive gifts. But not anywhere near like ladies.
Well, I think they do when it has to do with things like golf, which
yeah.
we just mentioned.
Like a dozen golf balls or something like that.
Yeah, you know, you can even order Top Flight XL 3000 Super Straight customized golf balls as stocking stuffers or office gifts. They're only $15.99
wow.
from DicksSportingGoods.com.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things you can do online that cover all kinds of things.
Well, now see, if the ladies want to do the right thing about for the golfer, she needs to make sure she gets him the very top line golf balls, the ones that he might not buy for himself.
Absolutely.
So you might want to make sure you do that. And today you can even have his name printed on them.
Exactly. It's a nice.
You can do all that online too. Yeah.
Everything. You can personalize gifts online, and that's one of the beauties of my business and shopping online is that you can really help people get that personalized gift, whether it means you get a name on something such as the golf balls you just mentioned, whether it means you get matching dad and son football jerseys from Sportsmart. I'm going to send you to the wrong place for those. I'll come back to that for you. But you can get matching football jerseys with their names on it and their favorite players. The thing is, you want to remember when you're shopping online or shopping in a store, when you're doing personalized, always look at the turnaround time when you can mm-hmm. expect delivery. Because certainly at this point in time, some of the internet retailers will be able
right.
to get things on time with personalization. Others won't. So do check yourself on that.
We're getting pretty close to the time when that's going to be. They're going to not be able to take care of that. Andrea, thank you for being here today. It's a pleasure to have you here. Will you come back another day?
I would love to. Thank you so much.
We'll have you back, and we're going to launch your book too.
Thank you.
Do you have a website?
www.logopillow.com.
Logopillow.com. Thanks, Andrea. We'll see you next
time.
Thank you. Andrea Klastert-Greenspan, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Quick break. I'll be right back with Chad Moutre with the Office of Advocacy. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.